Okay, so says the Gemara, "Mipnei shenan misu das achashverosh," because they benefited from the suda of achashverosh. So the mafarshim all say, "What do we mean? That the Klai Yisrael, they were eating treifas? That's what everybody in Klai Yisrael was going for." Mashas says it can't be the eating treifas. Magen Misharim has to be something else. What is the nature of this suda that because they were nana from suda achashverosh, Haman was able to make this terrible gzeir against them? So I'll try to explain a mitzvah. Now, the fact that it's associated with achila, Chazal already hint what the issue is when they tell us Mordechai min haTorah minayin, Esther min haTorah minayin, Haman min haTorah minayin, Moshe min haTorah minayin, Haman min haTorah minayin. What do we know Haman in the Torah? Hamina eitz asher tzivisicha levi te'achav imenochata. There's something going on here with the achila from the Eitz Hadas. A certain way Haman was able to be ma'orer, to awaken the first trait. The chait rishon, which is the chait of the achila seitz hadas. So try to explain and understand in hilchos machalos asuros, if we can. What exactly was the nature of that achila? Of course, Hashem Yisbarach said, "Don't eat." It doesn't matter exactly what it is. You can't go into masumat and chakiris with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know what do you mean? Maybe there's a tzad kula. Yibishter says not to eat. That's the problem. But we can understand for ourselves. Meaning, Hashem, everything He does is al pi taira. There has to be an Isser al-pi dinei Torah to the achila from the Eitz Hadas. Now, there's many ways to explain it. We're going to focus on just one way. Try to understand. One of the lesser-known heroes also of the Nes of Purim is Daniel. Daniel is Hasach, and maybe even Memuchan. And Chazal say, Chatchuhu migdulasai, that in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel was a very important officer. But already in the times of Achashverosh and Mordechai and Esther, he was chatchuhu migdulasai, that he was cut down from that very esteemed position which he held. And Sam Sefer has a beautiful drasha where he explains in a very deep way the connection between Daniel and the Nes of Purim. He says that the reason why we read the Megillah on the night while we're still fasting, Tainas Esther, is the first Kriyas Megillah. It's a yontif, but we're still fasting. He says the reason why is because it's a zecher to the misa, to the hariga of Daniel. Chazal say in the Medrash that he was killed at the hands of Haman. Haman killed Daniel. That's the sad ending of Hasach Daniel. So try to explain a little bit where Daniel stands in this picture. And lastly, and we speak about this many times, is the connection between Charvona and the misa of Haman. The mysterious Charvona, what he has to do with things. So let's begin. Try to understand the nature of this Isra of the Eitz Hadas and how it may relate to Mipnei Shenan and Misudas Achashverosh. So again, we can't say that Klai Yisrael were guilty of eating treifas. The Sanhedrin went to the Suda. The Sefer Megillas Eliyahu says, the reason why Chazal say about Mordechai Ish Yehudi, Al Tikar Yehudi El Yechidi, he was the only Yachid who did not go to the Suda. So what did he see that they didn't see? Can't be treifas, because Sanhedrin went. So it would seem as follows, and there's many rise to this, as we'll see, is that we have to find a gray area in halacha, something which is nishtahir nishtahir. Seemingly that would be the halachas of pas akum and yayin akum.
And what?
Pas akum, bread which is baked by a goy, or yayin akum, wine which is touched by a goy. Touched by a goy. Now let's understand for a moment the chait of the Eitz Hadas, and let's bring it here as well. The Nachash, he spoke Lashon Hara, and he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ate from this tree and he created the world. Now, we know that every single sheker needs emes as a raglaim to hold it up. So, of course, to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ate from the tree and created the world is baseless. It's absolute Lashon Hara on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there was something about this tree which is different than all trees. And the fact that it's called the Eitz Hadas Toi V'ra, it's a tree of evil. Ve'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kori Shema Al-Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't designate his aim on anything which is evil. In a certain way, Hashem's name was designated on everything in creation. Everything manifested to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Briya, except for the Eitz Hadas Toi V'ra. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, Chazal say, Kori Shema Al-Ra. So because Hashem's name wasn't on the Eitz Hadas, the Nachash was able to say, really, this tree created itself. Because look, it doesn't have Hashem's name on the tree. So now, Adam HaRishon ate from that tree. And in a certain sense, that's called Pas Akum Yein Akum. Chazal say the Eitz Hadas type of Ra Chita Haya, it was bread. Gefen Haya, it was Yayin. So in what way is Pas Akum similar to that? Because what you do when you say that the Eitz Hadas created itself and you eat from that, so it instills within a person a certain kvira, a certain minas. How could this have created itself? You become what you eat. So if you eat the minas of this tree, Chazal say Adam HaRishon min haya. Adam HaRishon was a min. He got that kvira from that minas. One of the terrible side effects of eating treifas, but even pasakum, is exactly that. Chazal say that Chazal, we'll see in exactly who exactly was Geyser, where it began, but pas akum, yein akum, off the table. Why? Because it's maybe the arayas, chasnus, intermingling marriage with goyim, but also brings to avodah zarah. It brings to these things. This is exactly what happened to Adam and Chava, that Adam and Chava, they ate from this tree, and right away Chava was having chasnus with the nachash. Chazal say the nachash was baal chava. The Arizal says it can't be taken literally, but whatever that means, the nachash was baal chava, there was an act of arayas in a spiritual sense. And it brought to Avodah Zarah. I mean, the whole world was filled with Avodah Zarah because of that. And like we said before, Adam HaRishon was a min. There was a certain kfirah. And the same thing is true when it came to the Seudas Achashverosh. Is that Haman was able to create Pas Akum and Yein Akum at this Seuda. And the intention was that there should be a big Chasnas event with Vashti leading it, just like Chava led at that time. To bring everybody at that Seuda to what's called Nana, Chuhana, which is Gilui Arayas, and Avodah Zarah. That was the goal. So let's try to understand Pasakum and why it's able to, what seems to be just an innocent kosher bread, but if it's baked by a guy, all the ingredients are kosher, yet it still has these catastrophic results. Why is that? In Ptimius, it goes like this. The true Metzias in the world is only three things. Yisrael, V'Arayas, V'Kutcher B'Yichon. Jewish people, the Torah, and a Kodesh Baruch. That's the only thing which truly exists. Everything else is really just Hayinu Kachomim. It looks like it exists, but it doesn't truly exist. It's not what's called Mechuyev HaMetzias. It's not here because it's attached to true reality, which is the Kodesh Baruch himself. Therefore, when a guy bakes a bread, we see it in a certain way is that it was created by itself. Like we say, V'chol HaGoyim Ka'ayin Negdecha. Those who say Karbonis before davening, you say the pasuk every day. V'chol HaGoyim Ka'ayin Negdecha. The Goyim are like nothing. It's as if they don't exist. Well, look, this bread is here. How did it get here? It just happened to be here. It just showed up, popped out of nowhere. That's the same thing that the Nachash said about the Eitz Hadas. It just came out of nowhere. I don't know where it came from. It just came out of nowhere. So when you eat a pas and yayin, which have certain elements which are different than other foods, because of the chashivas of those foods, the Chai HaAdam, when a person eats those things and it's created by an akum or it's touched by an akum, it's as if it's about that you say, I don't know where it came from. But it's here. But because it has that shemetz of the Eitz Hadas, Chita Haya, Gefen Haya, it poisons a person with that venom of the Nachash, which is that minus, and it brings to Gilei Raya Santa Vodazar. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, so now that we established those Yisoides, where do we see that there was Pas Akum at the Suda, or there was even Yein Akum at the Suda? We have to show that. So we have to begin, as we've done many times, with the aside of the Aristash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. He tells us, that's what the Megillah says, that this first Mishtav Achashverosh was 180 days. It began on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which by the way was the Chanukah Sameshkan. He knew how to choose his days wisely. And ended 180 days later, which is Rosh Hashanah. He didn't forbring Rosh Hashanah, out of Kfaydish Shalmelech Machem Lachem. Everybody knew there was a God of the Jewish people. Nobody wanted to mess with his day of Malchus. So they waited until Tzom Gedaliah, which is Gimel Tishrei, and they began the second Mishnah then, and it culminated on Yom HaKippur. So says Yonasan Eibshitz, again, of course, everything is Glak Kosher. And really, even Pas Akon, which is made by a palter, which is made by a baker, is also Kosher, Alibu Dehilchsa. However, the Ramah writes that the Minig Yisrael Torah, that during the 10 days of Aseres Mitzvah, nobody eats Pasak. Not even Paspalt. So the cleverness of Achashverosh and Haman was, listen, we can serve Paspalt to the Jewish people 180 days were eating Paspalt. But in Aseres Mitzvah, they were so ruggle for 180 days to eating Paspalt, they're not even going to know, they're not going to remember we're putting Paspalt on the table. Of course they're going to partake. and he chapped him on paspalti during a seres mitzvah, which the Rama says nobody is paspalti during a seres mitzvah. So you see, there's a gray area. Mordechai says, I'm not going. Everybody else says, no, what do you mean? Kavod HaMalchus, you have to make Shalom, Shalom HaMalchus. Everybody has to go. Mordechai says, no, I'm not going.
Everybody's a lot more careful in a seres mitzvah, but they don't, you know, I feel he was like in Chol Yisrael, Chol Vakum, on seres mitzvah. They don't drink Chol Vakum, you know. Yet in another degree, I don't
know. Yeah, it's not brought in the Ramah, but it makes sense to be firmer during the Seres Mitzvah. It's a good idea. Yeah, it's time of tshuva.
A little better.
Definitely. Where do you see the inyan of Yayin Akum? So the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Lamed Beis. Chazal say there, Les man v'yad l'shem bishul kamen. Nobody knew Lashon Hara l'kamen. You need to explain what that means. Also, Chazal say it in the inverse. There was nobody who could speak Lashon Hara like Haman. There was nobody like him. It doesn't mean that he was the best. There was nobody like him. What does that mean? So Haman was a big chacham. And this is what the Gemara says, that he tells Achashverosh. You want to know what these things about Klal Yisrael? You know how terrible they are? They're so weird. They don't eat with us. And they don't marry with us. And they don't marry from them into us. Right? They don't eat with us. They don't marry with us. Right? Sounds like, what? Pasa akum. Which leads to chasnas. And then he says this. If a bug, a fly, falls into their cup, they'll spill it out and continue drinking. But if you touch their cup, they're going to spill it on the floor. Chutzpah. This is what he had to say about Klal Yisrael. This is the big Lashon Hara. What did he want from this? What he was doing is the following thing. It was a perfect setup. You see how clever Haman was. You know, Haman and Achashverosh, the Medrash says, they were very afraid of Hashem. They're very afraid. Most of the advisors of Achashverosh didn't want to side up with the Jewish people. But Haman came in at the last moment, and he says, what do you mean? It's been 70 years, it's Obeis HaMikdash, he's weak, the God of the Jewish people, he's already older, what can he do already? And he persuaded Haman and the advisors to go ahead with it. But this is what Haman said. He was very afraid that he should even say something which is not kosher against Klal Yisrael. He didn't want that Hashem should say that. How could you say such things about the Jewish people? What it comes out of the words, the mouth of Haman, what did he say? He says, they don't eat Pasakum, they don't marry with us, they're careful on Yayin Akum. Such words is really a shvach to Klal Yisrael. And Shemaim, if listening to that, they would say, what? Haman is saying good things about the Jewish people. Look how careful they're such dikduki and mitzvahs. But how was that Lashon Hara? Because at the Suda, they committed these crimes. So they're listening to this, and normally they would be saying, oh, Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamecha. But Haman knew what to do because it was only just a short while earlier that they were committing acts of Yayin Akum and Pas Akum and potential chasness. So what seemed to be like Dvarim Toivim on Klal Yisrael was really Lashon Hara. Such would say, less man the yad Lashon Hara. There was nobody who knows Lashon Hara Lakaman, because he was able to say what seemed to be good things about Bnei Yisrael, but to act as a kitchen. But Haman would go like this. I didn't say anything wrong against the Jewish people, I only said good things. What do you have coming to me for? But he created a kitchen in that way. Because that's probably exactly what happened. You know what happened? Achashverosh went around, and he was probably pouring for himself. Everybody should have cups of wine to drink, just like Pyro. He started everything off in Achashverosh. He was taking the wine, pouring. How could you not drink from the cup that the king poured you? He probably was standing there, and you had to drink from the cup. Like the pasuk says, V'yein malchus rav, kiyad hamelech. Kiyad hamelech means that he touched the melech himself. The yad of the melech touched the yayin, and he made it yayin akum. How could you refuse such a cup? So Mordechai says, don't go. How could you put yourself in a position that you have to say no to the king? He's going to make everybody drink yayin akum, but the results of chasnus and avodah zarah. Furthermore, the Medrash says, it says, Vashtiya kadas ein ones. Ein ones, there was no yayin nesach. There was no yayin nesach. Yayin nesach means yayin which was used for avodah zarah. Yayin nesach, maybe there was not. Yayin akum there was. Yayin akum there was. So, we see at the Suda there was yayin akum. It was also pasach.
Yayin has a place in the spot by the Zerah. So there was no Avodah Zerah, then at that time it was already gone.
Oh, there was a Avodah Zerah then too, but they didn't serve it at the Suda out of respect for the Jewish people.
Oh, okay, so they didn't...
Stam Yayin.
And yeah. The Chal is the whole question. Of course, there's no way...
That's today, yeah, but in those days there was real Yayin Nesach. But they weren't going to have that at the Suda. You can imagine, this is people from all nationalities and all Avodah Zerahs. Everybody was worshipped somebody in those days. There was nobody who was. Today's world is a different world.
When was it wiped out?
Avodah Zarah is still around today, but it's a different world. It's a different world.
Okay.
So let's bring in Daniel to the picture. How does Daniel fit into this? So the Gemara tells us and Avodah Zarah that Daniel was geyser on Shmonan Shel Akum, that he was geyser on Shemen Akum. So Tosfos learns only Shemen, but the Raivin and the Ramban learn that he was geyser also on Pas Akum and Yain Akum. He was the very first person to be geyser on these things. No Pas Akum, no Yain Akum. However, they weren't mekabelit upon themselves, the Jewish people. They were only mekabel upon themselves Shemen Shel Akum, but not Yain Akum and not Pas Akum. Now it's very interesting that here Daniel was living at that time. He was still alive. He was the one who was goyzer in Pas Akum and Yain Akum. And he himself, the Navi explains, he was Moser Nefesh while he was prisoner in the house of Nebuchadnezzar not to eat what was called Pas Bag HaMelech. He refused to eat Pas Akum. And according to some Rishonim, like we said, he was the one who was goyzer in Pas Akum and Yain Akum. But here the Jewish people, they went to the party. Mordechai said, we have to uphold the gzeir of Daniel. Daniel's still alive. He's the God of Ladar. How could you ignore Pas Akum and Yain Akum? But they were mekabel upon themselves. I'm not going to say that mamash at that suda, they did not be mekabel upon themselves, but they were not mekabel. They said, we're going to have Pas Akum, Yain Akum, and the Sanhedrin let. You are not mekabel. Perhaps that's what's called chaschuhu migdulasai. Chaschuhu migdulasai doesn't just mean that he was taken down from his position. I mean, he was chopped down from his spiritual position, the hainu. The fact that his gzeira was ignored by the Jewish people, that he was goyiz and Pas Akum, and Yain Akum, that's called chatchuhu migdulasai. But like every single tzaddik, that when he sees appearance of B'nai Israel, especially if he's responsible for it, he gives up his life, al-Kiddush Hashem, to protect the Jewish people. And this is what Chassam Sefer also explains, when exactly B'derech Zeh. When Chazal say that Haman killed Daniel, it wasn't the fact that he just assassinated him. Daniel gave up his life in order to remove the Kitrug on B'nai Israel. What we're adding is that the reason why Daniel is the one to do so is because since they ignored his Gzeira, and in a certain sense, because they ignored it, it puts a kitrug on B'nai Yisrael that he feels responsible for the Pas Akum and the Yain Akum, which he was geyzer on. So Mela, Daniel comes and he gives up his life. That's the significance of Daniel. What's interesting to note, and let's go back to our questions, we'll add a couple other things here. We had said before, the Shoyrish of Haman HaRasha is Hamina Eitz Asher Tzivisicha Levilti Ocha Mimeno Achata. And it could be that the nature of that Iser is Pas Akum Yain Akum. And because Haman's Shoyrish is in the Eitz Adas Sefer, which is exactly that, so by the Suda Sachashverish, he poisoned, so to speak, B'nai Yisrael with exactly Pas Akum and Yain Akum. Explain Daniel. We'll come back to Charbona in a moment. But note this, is that the Kedushas Levi has a famous word where he says on the pasuk "Vayetzi Haman Bayemahu Sameach V'Tov Leiv." He says, "From where do you find such lashonis about Russia like that? That he was Sameach V'Tov Leiv? Such lashonis about a Russia, Sameach V'Tov Leiv? Those only holy words." So he says like this: that Esther, she prepared these foods that she served Haman and Achashverosh with her holy hands, and she made it with kedusha and with atahara, and I'm sure she took off challah. And she cried the Mois Shlish to save the Jewish people. This was not stam, regular bread, regular suda, regular yain. She injected her kedusha into that. So he says the reason why Haman was Samech Tayyib Leib is because he ate the food, the yain, and the lechem of Esther Hamalka. And in fact, she poisoned him with the kedusha, which led to his downfall. So Rabbi Belzer says this is Mamash Mida Kenegin Mida. This was Chuba Samishko, the Hainu. That what happened is that Klai Yisrael went to the suda. And they fabranged with Achashverosh and Haman, and that was the beginning of the downfall where they ate questionable machalas asurois. So Esther did the same thing. She fed Achashverosh to Haman to her suda. She fed them Pas Yisrael and Yain Yisrael. I'm adding that because it fits into this. And it was through Pas Yisrael and in the Yain Yisrael that Haman and Achashverosh had their downfall. Mamish, mida keneged mida. Perfectly. So let's bring Charbona into the picture. Even before Daniel, the Medrash says there was somebody who was geyzer on Yain Akum. The Medrash in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says Pinchas was geyzer on Yain Akum. The Rashba says Klai Yisrael were not mekabelit. Not mekabelit. See, Pinchas was the first one who was geyzer on Yain Akum. But now just follow through. Who is Pinchas? Is Elio. Who is Elio? That's Charbona. So the reason why Charbona is the one who takes down Haman was because since Haman was Machshav B'nai Yisrael on Yain Akum and Pas Akum, and Pinchas was the one who was first Goyzer on Yain Akum, so Memela, Yovei Pinchas, Dahainu, Eliyahu B'hu Shehu Charbona, to take out Haman. So the Rosh is quoted in the Torah as saying the following thing, that although those who keep Pas Akum, Hornez and Pas Akum, they do so and it's a good thing to do, however, if you were to go 3 days without eating bread, and the only thing available is Pas Akum, you're allowed to eat Pas Akum. And it's Machlokes in the Rishon, and the Torah brings there whether it means literally go starve without bread for 3 days, or it just means if mamash not 3 days, but if it's difficult for 3 days, then you're allowed to have it. Ayin Shem. What's interesting is this, is that the whole inyan that Esther started with Tzumu Alai, where she told Mordechai to be goyzer 3 day fast. 3 day fast. Why? She said, it's very good. Because since Haman Atzmai Hamina Eitz Asher is the inyan of Pasakum, and you can be Matir Pasakum with a fast of 3 days. So Mamela, the reason why in the Shurish of the Halacha of Pasakum is that it says, for 3 days there's a heter of Tzayim. 3 days is a heter Pasakum, so Mamela there's a heter from Haman. You could be Matir the Gzair of Haman by fasting 3 days. Fasting 3 days. Let's throw the Rambam into this. The Rambam says, the way that the Torah understands the Rambam, you know, there's a halacha when it comes to Bishul Akum, that the Ashkenazim are Soy Mechan, at least, is that if you take even just a kesam, just a little bit of Eitzim, and you throw it into the fire, you can turn what would normally be Bishul Akum into being a Bishul Yisrael. And the Rambam says that's even true when it comes to Pas Akum. Most Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. The Rambam says if you take even just a kesem, just an eitz, I'm called an eitz achar, and you throw it into the fire, you can turn what would have been Pas Akum as being Pas Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. So this too is also very good. Because here comes along Charvayna and he says, look, there's an eitz. You can hang Haman on the eitz. So you see again, Haman is Pas Akum, but the eitz, just putting up an eitz could be Matir Pas Akum. So in the same way that Tainus Gimel Yomim is Matir the Pas Akum, so too an eitz, a kesem of Yama, can be Matir Pas Akum. All this being said, it explains Pshat Medrash, a very difficult Medrash. The Medrash says, Rav Huna Omar, Higia Eis Mana Shal Vashti Lomas. The time for Achashverosh, for Vashti to die had come. That's Pshat Pasak, Vatikach Mi Pir Yoy Vataycha Vatitin Gan Leisha. That she took from the Eitz Hadas and she gave it to her husband also to eat. What does the Eitz Hadas have to do with all this? According to this, it's very good. Because again, just like Haman goes back to Amina Eitz Asher, so too, Vashti's Ptira goes back to Vatitain Mi Pir Yoy. She gave from what she took. That's the Suda. It's a Das. Yein Akum, Pas Akum. That's Vashti. But it's a nice remiss too. Because it says Vatoichal Mi Pir Yoy. Vatoichal Mi Vatikach Mi Pir Yoy Vatoichal. Mi Pir Yoy is the Oisi Ois Purim. So Mamash in that place by the Eitz Das, where it talks about handing over what would be perhaps Pas Akum, Yein Akum, Vatitain Mi Pir Yoy, Mi Pir is the Oisi Ois. What you see, anyways, is that it all comes down to Pas Akum and Yein Akum. But you see, many people are not nizra on these things. But by the Chassid and the Mamash, kol kula when it comes to anything Yiddisha, Chalav Yisrael, Pas Yisrael, Yein Yisrael, everything should be because the effect spiritually that it has on a person, as you see from the Gemara, a person could be Magdir his Kedusha, or Chas V'Shalom Le'idach.
But today I noticed that they're not, nobody's really careful when it comes to Pas Akum.
Pas Palter. I don't know. Today it's very easy to get Pas Yisrael everywhere. And because of that, yeah, from what I understand, I'm talking, well, every community does different things. But today, you know, it used to be when Moshe Rechuv was about, you know, Chalav Yisrael being mattering, you know, Chalav Stam. You know, many question whether or not in today's world Moshe would ever be matter such a thing. So today that such things are available, it behooves a person who's careful about his neshama and his Yiddishkeit that he should try to have everything made by it as much as possible because you become what you eat. Everybody knows that.
It's like to make a broch and it doesn't pull out the hidden spark that
the good. No, anyways it does. The Shnei Dinim. The fact it could still be pile its in the Nitzaitz in, but the fact that it can have an effect on a person doesn't mean that it's the same track.
The results of the first brought us in the fire.
Yeah, that's
right. In fact, the guy made it, it's too concealed.
Yeah, well, it's good. So I just say it could be two tracks. I mean, in fact, you could be mighty the nitzas, but it could still have an effect on a person, even if he's mighty the nitzas. The derech rem is just in conclusion. So we said before, Pas Akum. You know, Pas Akum is not a word. It's a Rosh Tevis. Akum stands for Oivdei Koychavim, right? Another word for Pas Akum would be Pas Nachri. So if you take the gematria, Pas Oivdei Koychavim, it's gematria Haman HaRasha. Because that's the root of Haman. Pas Ayvdeke Chavim is Gematria Haman HaRasha. And we said before that the root of Haman is Hamin HaEitz Asher Tzivistichi Lebiltim Yechalta Min HaAchalta. So Hamin HaEitz Asher, which is the root of Haman, is Gematria Pas Nachri. So whether you're talking about Haman himself or the Shirish of Haman, it circles back to the Isser Pasach. Shkoyach.